We are winding down the school year. We've only got just a little while left. Yes. Dr. Eller in studio for another edition of the Midweek Minute with the Superintendent. Oh my gosh, there's a lot happening. It feels like full steam ahead at this point.
Yes.
It doesn't seem like we're slowing down. We're speeding up. A lot of things happening here the end of the school year, and we are just so thankful that you are here telling us all about it. And you have a special guest that's in studio this morning, Jessica Hahn, the Executive Director of Learning and Teaching. Good morning.
Good morning.
Good to see you.
Thank you for having me.
Absolutely. We're going to get to you in just a moment, but first, all of the things about the end of the school year. We got a lot of stuff happening today, tomorrow, into next week with graduation. What's the big thing that's happening today specifically?
So today we have two events happening today. One would be that will happen in just a little bit, which will be the senior walkthrough.
Yes.
Which is also, you know, always a little bittersweet, but our seniors, we give them an opportunity to walk the halls of all the schools that they would have attended.
Mm-hmm.
So they get to go to Indian Valley.
Okay.
And there it's real special because we pair them up with a kindergarten student.
Yes.
And they get to do their walkthrough with the kindergarten students who will graduate tomorrow.
Love it.
And then from there, they move on to Nichols Lawson, to Pinecrest, and they get to see all their former teachers because, you know, everybody played a part.
Yes.
In helping them reach this pinnacle.
I love it.
And so right now we have about 162 graduates. That's roughly our number right now. You know, that could give or take because, you know, they're still actively doing classes and taking tests
and
all of that great stuff to get finished. And so we have that, of course, today. And then this afternoon, we have such a wonderful partnership with the Comer Museum that is right next door to the high school. And they each year are so kind enough to host our district art show.
Yes.
And so each of the schools present pieces to be in this art show. The pieces are displayed. They're matted. Some are framed. They're displayed at the museum. And our visual art teachers have been working really hard to get those displays ready. And so it should be a great showcase this evening on just, you know, all of our budding artists throughout the district.
I love it. I love it. I love it. I know it's going to be a lot of fun. And then tomorrow, the K-5 graduation.
Yes.
And next Tuesday, big graduation, big kid graduation.
Yes.
As we say.
At
so it's
7
gonna,
o'clock.
Yeah, a lot of stuff.
Legion Stadium. And we hope to see everybody there. And so when we do the show next week, it'll be the day after.
Yeah, yeah, that's true. We're going to be out for the summer.
Yes.
Oh, that's awesome. I know it's going to be a lot of fun. So, yeah. If anybody hasn't told you yet, if nobody has told you yet, thank you for the great year that you have helmed, and looking forward to a great summer and a good upcoming school year next year. It's hard to believe we're saying that. It's crazy.
It takes a whole village, which kind of leads me to our guest today.
Yeah.
She arrived with us right after spring break. She was a sitting principal in another district, so I had to give her some transition time and not make my fellow other district superintendents upset with me for stealing good people. And so we waited. She joined us right after spring break. And I wanted to give an opportunity to introduce her to all of our stakeholders and to our community because she's new, of course, in this region as well. And just give them an opportunity to get to know her.
Jessica Hahn, how are you?
Doing well. How are you?
We're great. So tell us about yourself, first and foremost, who you are, where you came from, how'd you get here?
Okay. So I started in kindergarten and was a kindergarten teacher for several years in Jefferson County.
Yeah,
I know. I did my graduation too.
Yeah.
Actually, I said I wouldn't learn how to share, so they made me keep doing kindergarten for 6 years.
I love it.
And then I became an assistant principal, did that for 3 years, and have spent the past 10 years in the principal seat in Jefferson County.
That's awesome. That's awesome. What did you enjoy most about being a principal?
The kids and the teachers, being able to help and find different ways, different strategies to help everybody be successful.
That's awesome. So you're here in Alabama. How did you get, you're not originally from here.
No, I'm originally from north of Chicago. Grew up about 10 minutes from the Wisconsin line.
Okay.
And then we moved to North Alabama when I was in high school.
All right. And so you've been here ever since.
Been right here in this lovely state since.
Yes. And so now you are in a great new position as Executive Director of Teaching and Learning. Tell us about that role and that position specifically. What does it entail for those who don't know?
So one of the big areas that I'm charged with is looking at some of the curriculum and instruction that's happening. But Dr. Eller caught me this morning. I was in meeting with one of the principals because one of my big goals is, are there things I can take off the principal's plate and help by doing some of the research and giving them almost like that Reader's Digest version?
Yeah.
Because we know what makes the magic happen in the schools is when they can get into the classrooms.
Sure.
So if I can help you disaggregate some of your data, look at opportunities, look at strategies that might help close any learning gaps, that's what I'm here for. Anytime I can help those leaders, then it helps the teachers. And then in the end, it helps who we're all here for, and that's the kids.
So you were taking over this position that was held by Dr. Rosato.
So a little bit was held by Dr. Yeah. Rosato. Some of it was held by Dr. Goodwin when she was here.
And Dr. Goodwin, yes.
So yes, we've just kind of done some combination.
There's some restructuring.
Yes.
And so now, you're kind of pressing a proverbial reset button, right? And doing things new. And so what does that look like for you in terms of the excitement that you bring to this position? And what do you look forward to getting out of it?
My passion is curriculum and instruction. That is like my first love. Looking at data, looking at those standards, how can we help kids be successful? So to get to do that during the day, each day, that is such a win for me.
That's awesome.
Because I want to make sure we can teach things the same way, and it's still not getting through. That's the definition of insanity.
Yeah.
But sometimes we live inside that box, and we need a sounding board.
Yeah.
We need somebody that we can bounce ideas off of, and that's how we all grow. So Dr. Eller allowing me the time to be able to meet with each administrator and see what are the needs in the different buildings, how can I support, and what can we do to continue to grow the great things that are happening in Sylacauga City Schools.
And what kind of feedback have you received from those people in leadership so far?
So far, it's been positive. Just going out, trying to see how can I help in those situations and learning more about what is working in the district.
Yeah.
So when you first come in, you don't want to go in there and change things because you don't know how it works yet.
Right.
So, but really, I told Dr. Eller after some of my first classroom visits, I was like, wow, I am very impressed with what I'm seeing. We can only continue to grow and maintain some of the great things that are happening. My big mantra is, when we know better, we do better. So we are always, education is always in research. And when we attend professional learning, getting that turned around to others, because again, when we know better, we do better. And we see that right now with the portrait of the graduate and the students that we are putting out there into the job market and into the college and career fields. It is a much higher candidate and ready for today's job market.
That's awesome, man. Yes. What a great find.
Right, I know.
Oh my gosh. I mean, I just am captivated by what she's talking about here.
And we were too.
Yeah. I mean,
our interview panel was too.
It sounds like you have a great foundation that has been laid and a great resource, a team of resources to help you along your journey. So congratulations.
Thank you.
On that.
I can say the feedback that I've received from our buildings has all been extremely positive.
That's great.
I think they are thrilled to have someone to be that sounding board, someone that can come in and provide mentoring and support. Because at the end of the day, our goal is our students and it is their growth and their achievement. And so it takes a village. It takes all of us to work together and get them where they need to go and where they can go, and even to, you know, aspire to possibilities that they didn't think were possible. Mm-hmm. And so having really some fresh eyes in that role and her unique background of, you know, classroom experience, administrator experience, and then some of the things that she can bring to us, even that, you know, maybe other school systems do well that we had not thought of. And so just bringing that whole combination together. And then, of course, you know, her way of delivery makes her very approachable, and, you know, her, you know, being very authentic and just that willingness to roll up her sleeves and jump in and help us.
I love it.
I tell people that's the Midwest side.
Yeah.
I don't know how to bless your heart. I don't know how to sugarcoat. Also what comes out is what is there.
Yeah.
Like, don't ever read between the lines. That is what it is. And my goal, I was talking to one of the administrators today and I said, nope, you've got all this going on with end of the year. Let me take that. Let me go do some research for you and I'll follow back up later this week.
Wow.
Because again, it's not that they cannot do it.
Yeah.
But just like we want to help teachers takes them off their plate. We want to help our administrators too, so that they can be that forward facing people. They can know what's happening inside their classrooms.
Yeah.
That's hard to do if you get stuck in a compliance area.
Right.
So anything I can do to help them, that is my goal.
Man, that's incredible. Can you recreate one of her for us, please?
Yeah, right.
Oh my gosh. Yeah, that's awesome. Jessica Hahn, thank you so much for being here this morning for a great chat. We really appreciate it.
Yes, and I just want to encourage everybody one more time to come out to the District Art Show.
Yes, tonight.
Seeing the talents of kids outside the classroom.
Yeah.
Dr. Eller's commitment to ensuring that the students do have access to the music, to the arts in different areas is phenomenal. And for some kids, that is what draws them to school, is getting their talents highlighted.
Yeah.
So I'm super excited to see their work.
Yeah.
It's gonna if our folks missed the second grade Disney program last week, it was amazing as well. Yeah. You know, Miss Lewis does a fabulous job with our elementary students with music. And likewise, Miss Brooke Garrett does such a wonderful job with our little budding artist.
Yeah.
So I might be biased.
You are a little bit.
There might be two pieces in the art show. I'm not so sure about one of them, but somehow he made it to the big time.
Hey,
so.
that just shows that anybody can achieve anything. Right?
That's right.
Yes,
that is right.
Awesome. Thank y'all so much. Really appreciate it. It's going to be a great day, and looking forward to the art show and the senior run through and graduation tomorrow for the K-5, and then big graduation next week for everybody else.
And we hope to see everybody out at Legion Stadium next Tuesday at 7:00 to support our wonderful graduates as they leave us and embark on their new adventure.
Awesome. Thank y'all so much. Go Aggies.
Yes. Go Aggies. Thank you.